We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He was just a teenager when he enlisted in the Continental Army, and he spent 6 years in uniform, first as a drummer, and eventually as a drum major. Family tradition holds that he was the personal drummer for General George Washington. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county semi-quincentennial commission, and I'll have a look back at Nathaniel Tyler right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
Nathaniel Tyler was a member of one of the original families in the Cushatunk settlement, and one of the largest. The son of Bezaleel Tyler II and Sarah Calkin, he was one of 22 children, 14 of whom survived to adulthood. When the Revolutionary War broke out, the Tylers were among the most vocal and the most active families on the Patriot side. Several of Nathaniel's brothers fought for American independence, and his oldest brother, Bezaleel Tyler III, was the first man killed at the Battle of Minisink on July 22, 1779. Nathaniel was with George Washington at the Battle of Long Island. He stormed Stony Point with Mad Anthony Wayne, and he took part in the battles of Germantown and Monmouth. He was taken prisoner by the British Army at the Battle of St. John's. He mustered out in June of 1783 as a drum major and returned to Cushatunk, eventually taking up residence in the town of Bethel, where he became a farmer and drew a pension as a veteran of the Revolutionary War. Nathaniel married Margaret Ross, and they had four children. Unfortunately, the date and location of his death have not been recorded. What is known is that the role of the drummer in the American War for Independence was a vital one. As on the battlefield, absent modern communication technology, it was their drum beats that conveyed the commanding officer's orders over long distances. In fact, drummers played a crucial role in every American war through the end of the 19th century. Every company had at least one drummer, and by many accounts, Nathaniel Tyler of Cushatunk was one of the best. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.